Now, first, I really want to welcome four spiritual fathers and mothers.
我真的很欢迎属灵的父亲母亲。
Where's the Pastor Carl? You know, I want to introduce Pastor Gideon to you.
我想要介绍你Gideon 爸爸 Gideon 牧师。
Many give him a.
我们给他一个掌声。欢迎，欢迎 Gideon 爸爸。
Gideon, you look around, there's many new faces.
Gideon 爸爸，看看这边很多新的面孔，也有老的面孔。
And you can sit. I need to take some time to introduce him to the new ones, especially.
就会需要花不少时间去介绍当那个 Gideon 牧师。
And also Papa Danny.
还有爸爸。
Papa Danny.
就是 Daniel 牧师。我们称他 Daniel 爸爸，属灵爸爸，就是妈妈 Lucy 孙女 ，Lucy 妈妈。
They are my pastors, Susan and I.
他们是我的牧师。
They pastored us for 26 years.
已经是26年了，是。
And there are many, many wonderful stories happened between us.
有很多奇妙的故事在我们中间。
I feel I want to tell you one or two, not many.
我觉得我需要告诉你们一两个，不是没法告诉很多一两个。
It's so important to be covered and to have a spiritual fathers, mothers to walk with us.
非常的重要，有属灵的长辈们来遮盖你，跟你一起同行。
And now they are still pastoring me.
他们现在还在牧养我。
I'm so glad, gladly walking with them.
我真的很高兴和他们一起同行。
I remember one incident. I was serving a family. I went to the family. Make the story short. They chased me out.
我记得有一次我在服侍一个家庭，他们把我赶出来。
In a night with the intercessor.
有个晚上跟一个代祷者一起。
So me and the intercessor sitting in the hallway. We didn't know what to do. I called Pastor Gideon.
我和一个代祷者坐在那个走廊上都不知道怎么办了，然后就半夜打电话给 Gideon 牧师。
This is one of the many stories he covered me.
这是很多的一个故事里面，其中的一个是 Gideon 牧师是怎样遮盖我的。
And then he was in a meeting. I said, I don't know what to do. You know, he said, We are going to pray for you. Lord is with you.
他正在祷告中，我问他怎么办，他说我们为你祷告，跟你同行。
So after a while, this couple invited us in and said sorry to us.
过了一会那个那对就是那个主人出来又来迎来接我们向我们道歉。
Anyway, along the way, you know, things happen, I just learned what is faith, moving faith.
这个我就是学习到怎么样用信心去行动。
Many wonderful stories.
有很多的事，很多奇妙的事。
They teach me and mentor me.
他们教导我，也辅导我。
Even till this day,
直到今天。
I think before the Lord comes, they are still my pastor.
我想直到主再来，他们仍然是我的，牧者。
There's another incident I just tell about Pastor Danny.
有一件事我也说说，就是Daniel 牧师的。
Once I was going to minister to a couple.I was very discouraged.
有一次我在服侍一对夫妻，我非常的沮丧。
Because their life was good, but somehow the lady wanted to commit suicide. The Lord saved her.
他们呢，生命是挺好，但是其中那个姐妹呢，就想自杀，主救了她。
As a young pastor, I was fed up. I said, Lord, you know.How should I serve?
作为我做当时作为一个年轻的一个牧师，真的不知道怎么去服侍哦。主啊，我怎么服侍他们呢
？On the way driving to their home, I just felt really tired and fed up.
我在开车去他们家的这个路上，我真的是很累了。
I parked on the street. I called Pastor Danny.
然后我就把车停在。我就把车停在路边，打电话给 Danny 牧师，可能 Danny 牧师也不记得。
I said, I fed up, I cannot serve anymore.
我说已经受不了了，我真的没法服侍了。
Then she prayed for me. I was in the car, I just cried, weep.
然后她为我祷告，我在车里面就哭了。
And then I continued to serve.
然后我就继续服侍。
Yeah. That's one of the many stories.
这是其中一个很感动的故事。
Many, many stories.
有很多的故事。
And with Mama Lucy, there was a story. I never forget.
Lucy 妈妈也是有好多的故事，我从来不会忘记。
My third child was going to be given birth in the hospital. My wife had no energy to push.
我第三个孩子要出生的时候，我的太太没有力气生他出来。
My wife had a weak back. Back is very weak.
我的太太背不是很好。
I thought, oh, my wife is going to be in trouble.
哦，我想说我的太太有麻烦了，真是。
My son, you know, but I was very scared.
我的儿子，我真的很担心。
So I called, there's a sister, May.
我就。
And then May, I ask you, you call.Mama Lucy，
我就打电话给妹姐妹，然后我说你打电话给妈妈 Lucy。
So they prayed for us。
他们就
four o'clock in the early morning。
他们就为我们祷告，早四点钟的时候。
My wife was able to push, and then my third child was born。
忽然间，我太太就有力量了，这个孩子就生出来了。
So we never forgot that's a miracle。
所以我们真的永远不会忘记，那是个奇迹。
Many things。
很多事情。
If I today I tell the stories interaction with them, the four people will not be ordained today. Maybe take another day.
如果今天都讲的话，今天都没有时间了，会另外一天来讲了。
So I'm so glad, and they come. I invited them. They come.
所以我真的很高兴，我邀请他们，他们来了。
And also, Pastor Gideon and Pastor Danny.Four of them, they always come as a team.
Gideon 牧师跟Daniel 牧师，他们夫妻就他们就是一个团队。
In 1984, 82, there was a prophecy. 84 or 84?
84. 1984年有一个
yeah, 84,
有个预言。
Sorry. 85. Okay. 1985
年有个预言。
There was a prophecy given to them.
就给他们的预言。
Lord was going to use them to do something which is opposite to our culture.
神会用他们
Chinese culture.
神会使用大大使用他们，是跟这个华人这个传统文化是不是
相反
的。
Because you know Chinese culture, there's something which is very negative. When more people come together, they are more scattered.
这华人的文化呢，里面有一些呢是非常的是很负面的，就比如说很多人越多人聚到一起就越容易这个分散。
So Lord charged them, you four are going to be a quartet. You are going to bring the unity of the church to the church.
神那个时候就发预言说，你们四位就两对夫妻，当会带来这个这个合一，会那个很大的一个突破在教会里面。
Unity to the church worldwide.
你会在这个整个世界里面带来很大的，在全地带来很大一个合一。
So four of them stand together, no matter thin or thick.
所以他们四位呢，不论是什么境况，都站在一起。
When other pastors join them, they learned the same thing. Standing together, no matter thin or thick.
当其他的牧者跟他们站在一起的时候，都学到了同样的。那个道理。
When we come in, the same thing. We pick up the same thing.
我们
no matter thin or thick.
我们走进去的话，我们也学到同样这个属灵道理。无论怎么样，我们都站在一起。
So that's something they bring. And today they are going to impart to the four being commissioned.
这是他们所带来的。今天呢，他们也会把这个呢，也会传授给我们。
Especially the four to be commissioned, four people.
所以这特别是今天有四位，正好四位都会来裁判我们。
And also to the whole congregation.
还有就是也是给我们众教会大家一起的。
The Church of Zion has many, many spiritual inheritance. I cannot tell each one today.
西安教会有很多的这个属灵的这个传承，真的是我今天不够时间讲。
One more, most important.
我再讲一个很重要的。
Just like Acts chapter 13, listen to the Holy Spirit and obey without condition.
就像这个使徒行传十三章里面讲说，你要听这个圣灵的吩咐，要顺服他。
And without
无条件的顺服。
I look, observed how they do it.
我观察看他们做的怎么样。
And see how God honored them.
我要看神怎么样去做成这事。
How God supported them, back up with miracle after miracle.
要看到神怎么样去支持他，一个神迹接着一个神迹。
So this is a listen to the Holy Spirit and absolutely obey.
所以要听圣灵的带领，要完全的顺服。
I'm still learning.
我也在还在学习。
But I know that is the way for the church.
但我知道这个是教会的路当走的。
Anyway, there are many things to say, and in the future, I hope we will have, you know, them to come more. Sometimes because, sorry to say this, they are more. Aged than me, I don't want to.
很希望他们以后也有机会来给我们更多的分享啊。有一句话，就他们确实是也是年龄比较大，所以不太方便。
You know, miracles follow them.
但是神迹奇事随着他们。
And Pastor Gideon was diagnosed because he traveled all over the world day and night, diagnosed that heart has only 20% function.
Gideon 牧师因为他常常去外出外旅行出差，他现在是被检查说他的心脏只有20%的这个功能，还可以运作。
His kidney also has 20% function.
他的肾呢也是只有20%的这个功能。
But he just works as normal.
但你看他行走都是像正常人一样。
And because the doctors don't know what to do.
这个医生都不知道怎么办。
He has a lot of faith, just live his normal life.
他有很多的信心，你看他生活就像正常人生活一样。
Except one thing, he cannot continue to drink a Coca-Cola anymore.
只有一个他做不能做，就是不能喝可乐了。
For 1 year now, no
Coca-Cola.
但是有一年没喝可乐了。他最爱喝的。
Anyway, there was an intercessor from somewhere else, see a vision about Coca-Cola. The Lord told him, you have to stop.
有一个代祷者在很远的地方祷告，就已经看到这个，说神说他要禁掉这个可乐了。
So that that person didn't know him, but saw Coca-Cola, he has to stop.
那个人其实不认识他，不知道他，但就是看到这可口可乐，很奇怪的。
Anyway, later on, I already shared and taught about the commission, the biblical foundation about commissioning ministers last week. So today I'm not going to talk on that.
上周我已经讲了这个关于这个差派啊，这些所有的这些各个方面的这个东西，所以我今天就不再讲了。
So I also invited Pastor Severin.
我邀请 Pastor Severin 牧师，圣文牧师，还有他的同工。你们认得他。
You know, he brings a spiritual inheritance from Africa.
他呢有一个属灵的这个传承是从非洲来的。
He's also a spiritual father.
他也是个属灵的父亲。
Planted many many churches in Europe and Canada, different places.
他在欧洲，在加拿大，在很多地方都建了不少教会。
And I'm so privileged to be his young friend.
我真的是很荣幸能够成为他的伙伴朋友。
I ask him to also come to commission together because the Bible said, you know, when Paul lay hands on Timothy, there's a spiritual gift imparted.
就是圣经上有人讲说，当这个按手在这个提摩太的身上的时候，有这个属灵这个恩赐会传承给他。所以今天也是邀请大家一起来按手这个，更多的这个传承。
So you know, the spiritual fathers from different places to impart many, many things to us.
所以我就是很期待，就是不同的这个属灵的这个长辈从不同教会来一起按手的话，可以得到不同的这个宝贵的传承。
Pastor Carl，Pastor Carl，
我们也有 Pastor Carl 也在我们中间。
Yeah, many people know Pastor Carl.
你们都知道 Pascal.
Yeah, he was an evangelist and apostle, in Lutheran tradition.
他是路德宗的这个传道人，牧师。
He planted many many churches.
他也建
in Africa.
他也在非洲建了很多教会。
He digged more wells than the number of people here.
他在非洲所挖的井的数量比我们这边人数还多。
So we are very pleased to have him here.
我们真的很荣幸，他也来我们当中。
Also, I believe he brings a stream of inheritance.
我相信他也带来这个，就是这个水流，就是这个整个传承，流水一般的传到我们这里。
So today I first invite our pastors, Pastor Yi and.Daniel,
我先邀请 Daniel 牧师。
Oh,
我要再介绍。
We are the four. You should sit in the front. Michelle and Paul.
要、
oh,
哦、oh, 四位被差派的，四位被差派的，四个人。
Sit in the front.
四位站到前面来。
Sit in the front. Don't come over. And also Alvin. Yeah.
还有 Alvin 啊。
So, you see, our church has too much freedom.
我们教会有太多的自由啊。
So some people they come to our church, they said they complain about we are too free.
有的人来到我们教会说，哎呀，这边太自由了，抱怨一样的。
And also they like us because we are too free.
他们也喜欢我们这样，因为我们是非常自由的。
So that's something we need to balance.
Okay, 所以我们要平衡这个。
Yeah, so following time, I invite
our
spiritual fathers to come, mothers to come.
我们邀请我们属灵的父母过来上来。
You use the microphone. I'm loud enough these days. Alvin, could you look after the Zoom?
Yes.
那我去看看。
Maybe you put put.
Yeah,
yeah, easy. Yeah, easy.
Good morning, may I call you family?
早上好，我能不能叫你就是我的家人
？Yes.
Maybe come as part of your family.
我自己来到你们中间，成为你们这个家庭的一部分。
We all have only one father.
我们只有天上一位父亲。
Right?
Yes.
That makes us really a family.
那就是让我们成为一家人。
And first, I want to thank him for choosing each one of you before creation.
我首先要来感谢他在创世之前拣选了你们中间的每一位。
And brought us together this morning for a divine purpose.
他把我们今天早上带在一起为一个神圣的目的。
Last night, I was supposed to fly out.
那昨天晚上其实是我要飞去别的地方。
So there's one reason I told my spiritual son Bing that we are not coming.
所以呢，我就告诉我属灵的儿子说，Bing说我不来了。
But this morning the Lord make sure that I come.
所以今天早上呢，神就让我要来。
Daddy, we are here now.
天上的父亲，我们在这里。
Whatever is on your heart, we say Amen.
Amen.
在父亲心上的事情，我们都说 Amen。
First, I want to thank you for this spiritual son and daughter.
首先呢，我为我这个属灵的儿子和女儿要献上感恩。
I didn't remember. It's 26 years now.
26 years. 26年了。
I really recommend them to you as true pastors and fathers and mothers.
我特别的推荐他们，他们是真的是你们的好的牧师，也是属灵的父母。
The Lord sovereignly brought us together.
神呢，通过一个神圣的方法把我们带在一起。
And for at least the first 9 years, I stayed in a small church.
在这个一开始的这个九年呢，他就跟我们一个小教会待在一起。
And we experienced many ups and downs together.
我们一起经过很多的高山低谷。
And they remained faithful.
那他们真的是非常的忠心。
Can you say after me, faithful?
你们大家要说忠心。
Faithful.
The
one thing that's looking for is faithfulness.
主在寻找的就是忠心。
I can see in these senior leaders that come to join with the same mark of faithfulness.
我相信来到我们众建的这些老前辈们，他们身上有一个忠心的记号。
One thing I feel we need to impart to you, the attitude which you have already, is this faithfulness.
那有一件事情我们要来传承给大家的，按手来这个传承的，就是这个忠心。
The Lord has a divine plan.
那神呢有一个神圣的一个计划。
But He needs faithful ones to carry it out.
但是呢，他需要这些忠心的人把这个计划来完成。
We are only a little part of it.
我们只是这计划中很小的一部分。
When I look back,
当我回头看的时候
，How many years the Lord brought us together now?
我们在一起有多少年
？Over 60.
60-something.
我们已经是60年了，在一起。
The best friend in high school.
在中学里面，他是我最好的朋友。
We were in the same basketball team.
我们在同一个篮球队上。
The Lord calls independently and joins together to start the Church of Zion.
那神呢？通过不同的方式把我们呼召在一起，开始了西安教会。
I can testify one thing.At least.
那我自己呢要做个见证。
For this over 60 years,
在这六十年来
，we never argue once.
我们从来没有吵过架。
Can I say amen?
我们从来没有这个。
Amen.
Amen.
We want to impart it to you.
我们要把这个要传承给你们。
Our team in Zion, we never argue once.
我们在西安教会的团队从来不吵架。
Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
How?
怎么样呢
God.
因为有神。
When we have disagreement,
当我们有这个不同意见的时候
we prostrate before the Lord.
我们在主的面前夫妇。
We repent of one another.
我们彼此认罪。
We do not insist on ourselves.
我们不会坚持我们自己的意见。
We insist on you.Perfect will be done.
我们就来坚持，让主的旨意
成就。Your heart be pleased.
愿你的心意得满足。
This seed is multiplied around the world.
那这个种子呢，在世界各地都已经开花结果。
And I believe the Lord wants to multiply through you too.
我相信神也要通过你们，让这个种子来倍增。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we're here.
所以，为什么我们今天在这里？
There are many stories.
有很多的故事。
About his faithfulness.
是关于主的信实。
What he promised is fulfilling today.
他今天呢，在这里就要成就。
50 years ago, he called me to Canada.
50年前，神把我呼召到加拿大。
He used Abraham's calling to call me.
他用这个对亚伯拉罕的呼召，呼召我来到这里。
I don't know one person in Canada those days.
那个时候我在加拿大不认识一个人。
And I don't have any money.
我也没有任何的金钱。
All my money we give to mission.
那我所有的金钱都奉献给这个宣教事业。
I only have God and His promise.
我只有神和他的应许。
So I arrived in Canada 50 years ago.
所以50年前呢，我就来到了加拿大。
May the first.
是。5月1号
Found out the Lord has brought both of them to Vancouver.
那后来发现呢，神已经把他们带到温哥华了。
To start the church together.
我们就开始一起来开始教会。
50 years to the day.
那今天呢，已经有50年了。
May the first.
5月1号算起的话，50年了。
He brought us back to Asia.
后来又把我们带回亚洲。
In the plane, he reminded me.
在这个飞机上，主再次提醒我。
His promise.
是他的应许。
Like Abraham's, we continue Abraham's calling, our descendants will be like the stars in heaven.
就像对亚伯拉罕的应许，你的后裔就像海边的沙那样多。
Can you believe God?
Amen.
You are part of the harvesters.
你也是这个收割庄稼的人。
You will multiply that more than us.
你们将要比我们倍增的更多。
How many can say Amen?
多少人说 Amen?
Amen.
This God has called you.
神呼召了你们。
So 50 years later,
所以呢，五十年之后
，to the day May the first,
就是从这个5月1号算起。
The Lord will ask me, behold, look around.
那神就让我呢放眼光看。
There are at least 40-50 nations walking with us in one heart around the world now.
那至少有40-50个国家的这个教会呢跟我们一起同行。
Not because of us.
那并不是因着我们。
In spite of our failure,
那我们好多时候也是会有失败的情况。
And now our next generation is picking up.
那现在我们下一代人呢，也是抓住这个借力棒。
Our natural children,
我们自己的儿女。
My son and daughter-in-law, her daughter and son are now pastoring the church Zion Institute.On his behalf now.
我的儿子和媳妇还有他的女儿和女婿呢，都在现在在带领信仰教会。
And our grandchildren,
我们的孙辈
are now working together.
也是在一起。
Even today in church.
在今天的教会，我们的孙子都在一起在。
From generation to generation, his faithfulness is carrying on.
所以从这辈这代到那代，他的信实永不断绝。
So, may I proclaim?
我能不能宣告
？Ben and Susan are our true spiritual children.
Ben 和 Susan 是我们真正的属灵的儿女。
They have legal right to carry what the Lord has promised us.
他们有这个合法的传承，来传承我们所拥有的一切。
Those of you who align with them to follow to receive the legacy will receive more than what we have.
你们所有跟他们的一起能够同心合意来接受神的传承的时候呢，传承的要很多。
Can you say Amen?
Amen. Amen.
When you're faithful,
当你是信实的时候，忠心的时候
，faithful to this church family.
忠心在神的家里面忠心。
Can you say Amen?
Amen.
And I know God has chosen you.Because he can trust you.
我知道神拣选了你们，因为神可以来交托给你们事情。
I think I will stop here now.
我想我就停在这里。
Pass to my best friend since high school.
我交给我中学里面最好的朋友。
One thing he really blessed me. There are many things. One thing.
那有很多的事情，其中一件他特别的，感动我的。
He knows his role in the team.
他知道他在这个团队里面的位置。
He's faithful in what the Lord asked him to do.
他在他的位置上就是一直是忠心的。
In that he's a Jonathan to me.
他对我来讲，他就像约拿丹对大卫一样。
He will make me succeed.To fulfill God's will instead of himself.
那他就让我来走在前面，能够成功，能够来这个忙做神的心意，并不是为他自己。
One thing is obvious.
但是有一件事情呢是非常明显。
Any senior leaders who travel like what I do.
那有一件事情大家知道的，就是一个教会里面的主任牧师，如果像我这样到处乱飞的话
，There are times I am only in church 5 times a year.
那好多时候我在教会的主日呢，一年只有3次。
五次。Anyone like that, when they come back,
那像这样的牧师，他们回到自己教会。
If the assistant pastor is not faithful,
如果他们的这个副牧师不是很忠心的话
，they will come back to a different church.
那很可能就他们去了别的教会。
Or even the church disappeared.
或者这个教会就不见了。
Name changed.
或者名字变化了。
For 60 years we are still together.
但是呢，又是我们一直在。
And we are stronger than before.
我们比以前更加的坚强。
My wife has a commitment today, so she's not here. Otherwise, four of us will be here.
我的太太呢，因为今天她有一个很重要的约定，所以她不能来，不然我们四个人都在这里。
So, please listen to my best friend, what the Lord has put on his heart.
所以听我好朋友的。
这两个长者啊，是他的太太，别误会啊。
I'm his wife, not his.
我觉得好像刚才赵牧师说的我们服侍不吵架，夫妻我们也不吵架。
So not only we don't argue in the when we serve, but we as husband and wife we don't argue either.
I can testify to that. They married how long now?
52 years.
他们结婚已经五十二年，不吵架。
And it's possible 是可以的。
这是能够做到的。
也可以结婚这么多年，还是 enjoy 享受这段的感情，这段的神。
而且我们结婚这么多年 ，so we married about such a month, we are still enjoy our marriage life.
这也是你们的传承。
This is also your inheritance.
每一对的夫妻
，so every couple
五十多年还享受
，so after 50 years you can still enjoy.
还有说不完的话
，and you still have a lot of things to talk about.
How many we say amen to you, your family?
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
Wow, I'm not to come here to preach, okay?
我今天不是来这个。讲道的
I'm so happy to such a joy that we can see you face to face.
那么今天特别的呢，能够高兴来面对面见到大家。
Bing have told me, you know, the church is growing. 你告诉我。
OK. 对，告诉我呢，我这个教会在增加。
But anyway, I tell you, this is very unique and special.
那这个是非常特别的。
Because yes, I just came home. Yes, last night.
昨天晚上我才回到家。
Almost.
Yeah, that's what I want to tell you.
几乎我不能今天不能来。
My flight is 6 p.m. in the evening.
那我的飞机呢是晚上六点到。
And I receive an email around 3 p.m.
那我收到一个 email 呢，在3。就是早凌晨三点，
不是凌晨，3 p.m.
下午三点。
The email said, because of the fog in Vancouver, your flight may not able to fly out.
完了，他说因为这个温哥华的大雾呢，你的飞机可能不会起飞。
So I told the people where minister said, please pray for me because I need to be in Vancouver today.
所以我给我们的团队就说，为我们祷告，我今天需要星期天需要在温哥华。
And then I told my wife, pray for me too.
我给我的太太也讲，为我祷告。
But my heart is, I have a backup. If I cannot make it, my wife will make it.
我当时就说，我如果来不了这里，反正我的太太就来了。
So for sure, she has to really intercede.
有一点，她必须要为我代祷。
So the good news is, you know, we make it, but when we land, it's really foggy. We cannot see the runway.
那这是我们后来呢，就是安全着陆，但是真的是看不见跑道。
So I believe, you know, this is very important even today.
所以呢，今天是一个非常重要的日子。
But before I just carry a word. Last month, December is Christmas.
我觉得今天神有一个话在我的里面。上个月呢，就是说是，是。
And then we have, you know, we Christmas time you exchange of gift.
是这个圣诞节的时候呢，你就彼此的交换礼物。
So in our mind, we always say, okay, what kind of gift you know I have to give it to so and so.
所以我们的心里面常常想，我要给这个人给什么礼物，给那个人什么礼物。
It's very natural, right?
这是很正常的。
So all of a sudden, I hear the Lord told me, what kind of gift you give me, the Lord one.
所以我突然我觉得神在对我讲，你要给我什么样的礼物
？Then I start you know meditating. I mean, you are God, you have everything. What kind of gift I can give it to you?
我说你是神，你拥有一切，我有什么礼物可以给你的呢
？Right?
是吗
？It's really difficult to answer God. But you know what kind of gift I give it to you?
你很难回答神问你这样的问题。
So I said, I don't know, God. Can you tell me what kind of gift you expect me to give you?
所以就是主啊，我不知道什么礼物我可以给你。你能不能告诉我什么样的礼物我可以给你
？But praise God, you know, I said, I don't know, but you know, right? You always said that to the Lord. I don't know, you know.
你要常常这样说，神啊，我不知道，你知道。
And then the Lord answer me.
那神就回答我。
Can you give me your trust?
你能不能再次的把你的信任交给我
？You know, we have been married 52 years, but during this time we face a lot of challenge.
那我们结婚52年，但是在这52年其实有很多的挑战。
Of course, sometimes you pray and nothing happens.
那好多时候你祷告好像没有什么事情发生。
You feel very discouraged.
有时候你也会沮丧。
But this time the Lord said, can you give me your trust? I say, Lord, I will give you my trust.
那神就说，你能不能把你的信心放在我这里？我说是，我要把我的信心放在你那里。
I'm not giving up my hope.
我不会放弃我的盼望。
But I'm giving, I said, Lord, you take control.
我就说主啊，你来掌权。
I want to surrender.
那我愿意来降服。
So I feel that, you know, I have that word, this word, I feel same question. When the Lord asks you, why can't give you give it to me?
所以呢，我今天对这位，对你们也讲，什么样的礼物你可以给神呢？
I know that, okay. I know that, you know, Ben, I don't know what you preached last week.
I shared with you a little bit.
It's okay. But whatever, I just want to repeat something before we do the impartation. Have you heard a word called growing pain?
大家有没有听说过一个词叫做成长过程里面的痛苦？ Growing pain.
You have heard that in the growing pain. Now,I just want to, you know, because I want to share from you is from the book of Acts, chapter 6.
在这个《使徒行传》第六章。
And can you post it on? Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my eye is not there. Oh, okay. Verse 1. I want to verse 1. Okay.It said, in those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, and they have a problem, the Christian Jews among them complained against the other group of the Hebraic Jews because their widow are being overlooked in daily distribution of food.
那是门徒增多呢，说心里话的犹太人跟希伯来人发怨言，因为忽略了他们的寡妇。
What I try to tell you is, your church is growing.
对，你们的教会在增长。
Your church are not declining.
你们的教会不是在减少。
But all of a sudden, you have a problem.
但是呢，突然发现出现了问题。
But it's a good problem.
但是呢，这是一个好的问题。
Right? It's a good problem. You're growing, and all of a sudden, you realize something you need to establish.
是好的问题，你发现呢？需要我们来这个过程里面来，需要去来建立一些事情。
You said that because somebody complained.
你就发现呢，有人在抱怨。
One thing I want to encourage Susan and Ben.
我常常鼓励 Susan 和 Ben.
When your church is growing,
但教会增长的时候
you still face a reality, a problem.
那你继续要面对很多的问题
Right? They have a problem, the church is growing.
那个地方呢他们也碰到了问题
But the good news is, it's a good problem.
但是呢要告诉大家这是一个好的问题
So the solution is not, you know, you want to control the growth.
那个问题解决的方案呢你不是要来控制这样一个问题
But you seek the Lord
那你会来寻求神
So I believe that as Bing and Susan seek the Lord give them a solution
所以我相信呢 Bing 和 Susan 在祷告的时候呢寻求神的时候呢神就给他们一个解决的方案
So what's the solution today?
今天是什么方案呢
神给他们什么 solution 呢
选出有好名声的
Yeah, they said no. So Bing said, I need some deacon.
You like some people who has good fame.
So because, you know, the church gives them a vision, it's growing, but we have a practical problem.
那神给他们一个意向就是教会要增长但是呢会有一个很实际的问题出现。
And we need some deacon here.
我们需要一些这个知识在这里。
So we come here, you know, is to fulfill not only God's heart, but their desire.
那我们在这里呢，不仅仅是满足神的心意，也是这个牧者的心上的事情。
Because there's a good problem here, the growing pain, and then the Lord said, you know, I will do that to help you.
那这是一个好的问题产生了呢，神就说，我在这里要来帮助你们解决。
So if you look at Verse 3, I want to go to verse 3.
在第三节能看到什么
Okay. He said, Brother, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
So they said,These people are full of what? Full of the spirit and wisdom.
他说呢，这些人是被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
So these people are not because you are very talented, gifted.
那这些人不是说你有很多的才能啊，好很多的这个那个。
Maybe you can manage a problem efficiently in marketplace.
或者你在职场上面你能够解决很多的问题。
Or maybe you are very vocal in the church.
或者你在教会里面呢，你的很会讲。
Very influential among the people.
或者你在人群当中有影响力。
But it's the Bible said they have to be full of the spirit and wisdom.
圣经讲的呢，要被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
So Ethan, I mentioned this is a practical need, but you still have to be very spiritual.
那虽然这是一个非常实际的需要产生的问题，那你还是需要。在这个灵性里面要非常的充足。
So the responsibility of a deacon is the spiritual functioning in the church.
你看到呢，就是执事的这样一个操作呢，其实在教会里面是一个属灵的执事。
And the church you need spiritual authority.
那教会呢需要属灵的权柄。
It's not only you know you can be a big church, but if you don't carry the spiritual authority, you're still a church.
那你看可以是一个很大的教会但是没有属灵的权柄呢你可能是一个很普通的教会
So I just want to remind you know Paul, Michelle, Alvin and Duncan, right? I can remember your name
我今天呢要来特别的祝福保罗 Michelle, Duncan 和 Alvin
Don't separate your service with the spirit from the spirit
就是永远不要把你的服事和这个圣灵分开
Your heart have the call of God.
你的心就是要来满足神的心意。
And fulfill God's desire.
是让神的心意得满足。
And I believe you know what the Bible said. You're full of the wisdom.
Yes.
And the Spirit.
我相信你们是智慧充足、圣灵充满的人。
So when you are selected by their discernment.
当你们被选出来，接着他们的这样一个。分辨能力
So you can release Pastor Bing and Pastor Susan to pray more.
你就会让这个 王斌牧师的粉丝，更多的能够在祷告里面
in his word,
在神的话语上面
and make the church spiritually very healthy,
让这个教会更加在属灵方面健康。
And what's very important is the four of you come to complete him, not to compete with him.
那你们四个人呢是要成全他们，跟他们一起成为王权，而不是要彼此竞争。
明白吗？
明白。
Yeah, to complete him.
那是要来成全。
So I believe that this is a very sacred moment, even the laying of hand.
所以今天这个按手礼呢，是一个非常神圣的时刻。
It's a moment of accountability.
这也是一个大家呢彼此就说能够accountability 就是彼此负责的这样一个机会。
And also it's a moment of affirmation.
这也是一个呢大家就说彼此呢就相互认可的一个机会。
And you don't serve under your own strength.
那我们不是按照我们自己的能力在服侍。
You serve under the God's anointing.
你服侍的时候是因着圣灵的恩膏在服侍。
So as a result, you know, your church will grow healthy in a healthy way.
那作为一个这样一个结果呢，最后就是教会的成长是非常健康的。
And the number will increase day by day.
那当然人数也会不断的增加。
I believe, you know, when the deacon function well.
那我相信当这些执事们这个功能健全的时候，
You preserve a unity.
你会让这个合一呢在我们的当中。
And all the needs are met.
那这个所有的这个需要都会满足。
And you strengthen the whole team.
那你就会把这个整个的这个团队呢都越来越坚固。
As Papa Gideon mentioned, our faithfulness.
就像赵爸讲到这个大家这个叫做。中心非常重要。
Your faithfulness will release multiplication of the church.
那你们的中心呢，会让教会就是成倍的增长。
Not only in number, but spiritually will multiply.
不仅仅是在数目上成倍增长，而是在灵里面要成倍增长。
So you know that your role is more than the work important, but very needed in the church.
那所以你们的这个角色呢，不仅仅是说重要，而是呢教会里面非常的需要。
And I remember, you know, in the Bible, Jesus said, you know, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
那我们的角色呢，在圣经里面就像主耶稣讲的，这个人子来不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
So I believe, you know, as a deacon, you not only carry the heart of God.
那作为一个执事呢，你不仅仅是要有神的这个心在你的里面
，but you all serve with humility，
而且要谦卑的来服侍
，serve with faithfulness，
来忠心的来服侍
，and also most important you have compassion and the love of the people。
那特别更重要的呢，需要对人的一个怜悯，对人的一个爱。
I really love, you know, the church become a family。
那我真的是非常的喜欢。这个教会就是一个属灵的家。
This is saying in our church.
在我们的教会，我们常常讲。
If you're looking for a church,
如果你找一个教会
，we used to have yellow page. I don't know when you know what's a yellow page in the phone book. You just open the yellow page and find a church.
你就去翻开黄页，过去是翻黄页，你就可以找到一个教会。
But you want to looking for family?
如果你在找一个家。
You can come to Bing's and Susan's church. I believe that, you know, the four of them, the brother, three brothers and one sister.
这里的三位弟兄一个姐妹。
I want to really encourage you, love the people.
我特别的来鼓励你们，就是要来爱身边的人。
Many times we talk about evangelism.
好多时候我们讲到了传福音。
When you see somebody, you preach to them.
那我们看到一个人，就给他宣讲这个福音。
This is very good.
这是非常的好。
But I learned something. As I love that person, even non-believer, gradually they feel the love of God through me.
那另外，我说正正刚受到的，当我们现在去爱一个人的时候呢，他会渐渐的感受到从神来的爱。
And I know that you know the Lord will do a deeper work among all of you.
我相信神会在每一个人的心里面做更深的工作。
Sometimes you know when you serve, nobody see it.
好多时候，当你这个服侍的时候呢，没有人看见你。
But most important, you're seen by God.
最重要的是，你已经被神看见了。
Remember that even you, what you did is unseen, but God saw everything.
你要记住，就是你做的虽然没有人看见，但是神已经看见了。
And I want to tell the rest of the family here, honor all your deacons.
那我特别对下面其他的家人要讲，特别的要尊重这些在你们中间的执事们。
And pray for them.
特别的要为他们祷告。
So that you know they faithfully serving. We all become, you know, a loving family here.
当他们忠心服侍的时候，我们就越来越成为一个健康的属灵的家。
Amen.
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 So you want to do the thing?
Okay. I think I forgot something.
Oh, you forgot. can I sit down?
You sit down. You sit down. I will ask Pastor Severin, do you have any encouraging words? And you can also come.
No, please. Pastor Severin, come and share
with us. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 感谢主，赞美主。
Greet you all in the name of Jesus.
特别的也是在主里。
I'm carrying the greetings from the church.They say receive your greetings, their greetings.
但就是所以也是来愿你们在接受我们的这样一个。
And they are joining with you to celebrate this good day that the Lord has done for the church.
那今天也是跟你们一起呢，能够来来聚在这里就是。
Because you are is giving you a good another step of having servants in the church.
那就是教会到另外一个阶段呢，有神的仆人再次的加入，
so、
来一起来服侍。
I'm very happy to see these great senior pastors. And
我也非常的高兴看到这些很棒的这个我们的老前辈。
They have served the Lord before me.
他们在我的前面已经在服侍。
They are full of experience. They have seen a lot.
他们真的是遇见主，
It's great to have
有很多的经验。
It's very good to have people like this.
我们真的是非常有幸能够让他们在我们的中间。
They have seen a lot. Experience is what they have gone through. They can tell you what is good and wrong.
那你知道他们所经历的一切，会让大家有这样一个分辨的能力。
So you are blessed to have such people.
所以大家是非常有福的，有这样的属灵的长辈在我们的中间。
I also really thank God for giving me salvation and helping me and making me meet Pastor Bin.
那主也是帮助我在这个过程里认识了宾牧师。
As he said, Pastor Gideon has been comforting him in hard times.
那他就讲到呢，就是说，赵牧师在他困难的时候呢，常常来安慰他。
He has since the time I have come from Africa in 2018.
我2018年从非洲来到这里。
And I had a calling from the Lord.
我身上也有一个主的护照。
I had a big church in Burundi. My country is very small in Burundi, Central Africa.
那我的国家 Burundi 呢？Burundi 在这个地图上是非常小的一个国家。
We don't have 12 million population.
只有120万的，1200万的人。
It's not like China.
在中国。
And it's really a very small country, very poor country.
很小很穷的一个国家。
But God has called people from there.
但是呢，神在那个国家也呼召了人。
And one of them is me.
那其中一个他就呼召了我。
I had a big church there.
我在那边有一个很大的教
会。And God has been talking to me about sending me abroad to serve Him.
神就说他要把我差派到别的国家去服侍。
And He had to push me so that I can quit my comfort zone.
神需要来推动我，让我离开我的这样一个安乐窝。
I had a church of more than 2,000 members.
我曾经的教会是2,000多人。
And we were doing very well.
我们做的也挺好。
But God pushed me.
神就推我。
And He gave me a special assignment.
他给我一个特别的一个任务。
He told me I need revival.
他就说我需要复兴。
Because Jesus is coming back soon.
因为主耶稣回来的日子非常近了。
But many people are sleeping in churches.
很多的教会都在沉睡。
So they need to wake up.
神要让他们晃醒。
To prepare themselves to receive Jesus, because He's coming soon.
也是要让他们做好预备来
so when
接受主的再来。
I met Pastor Bin.
当我遇到宾牧师的时候。
He's a very good pastor.
他是一个很好的牧师。
Yes, Bin. You know, in this ministry of serving God,
在这个服侍主的过程里面
many times we climb mountains,
那好多时候我们在这个攀登山
we go through valleys,
我有时候走低谷
we are discouraged,
有时候我们会丧气
and He has been very close to me when I was discouraged.
当我灰心的时候他跟我走得很
近 He has been calling me, Pastor, can we meet? And I say, yes.
就他就打电话给
and God sent him at the right time.
但是好多时候神就把他在正确的时候送到我旁边。
So he bought me coffee.
他就给我买咖啡。
And he encouraged me very much.
就鼓励我。
I felt I'm renewed.
就是我就觉得我被更新了。
So he's somebody that God has placed in my way.
那就是他是一个神把我放在这条路上。
And you know that your church is really a sister to our church.
你们的教会就像我们的一个姐妹教会一样。
Our people know you, you know us. Many times we visit one another.
那我们的教会呢，就是弟兄姐妹认得你们。
And when I come here, I'm not a visitor. I'm a regular member like you.
所以好多时候我不觉得我是一个来。
Anyway,
做一个
I don't want to take long.
我不会花很多的时间。
But I rejoice to see our sister and brothers to have this good step in serving the Lord.
那我不会占用太多时间，但我很高兴看见我们的姐妹和弟兄呢往前再走一步，在服侍的路上。
I cannot talk too much because I would repeat what the pastors have said.
那我不会再重复，就是牧者们已经讲的。
Being chosen, it's a calling. It's not a position. It's not celebrities. Serving God.
那就是我们被神呼召来服侍他呢。
You are.
我们不是成为一个明星，也不是成为一个站在一个位置，而是要来服侍他。
You are called to serve.
你们被召就是要来服侍。
Following the footsteps of your Master Jesus Christ.
你们就是来跟着你的主耶稣的脚步来。
The Bible says, Jesus said, "I have not come to be served."
耶稣来到地上，他说，我不是要受人的服侍。
He didn't come like a great master to be served.
他不是来那是一个大的一个什么？
He said, "I have come to serve."
他说，我是来服侍。
I even give.My life as a ransom.
那甚至呢，我把我的身体作为一个赎价。
And when we serve the Lord,
当我们来服侍主的时候
we need to know that truth.
我们要知道这样的真理。
You are not called to oppose.
你不是在被呼召去要。
You are called to serve, and that's
呼召就是要来服侍。
In church,
在教会。
Under the leadership.
在这个
to support the leadership and not to oppose.
在这个领袖的这样一个层面
to promote unity in the church.
在这个教会呢，要来特别的来促成合一
to work with through the Holy Spirit as Pastor said.
就像牧师们讲的，就是说来受在圣灵的面
not in flesh.
不是在肉体里面
Okay, I cannot repeat. They have said already, but let me say something very small.
他们讲过的我就不重复了。说
unity is very important.
这个可以在教会非常重要。
You are called to promote unity.
你们被呼召呢，就是要来特别的来促成合一。
When Pastor Daniel was talking, I remembered the story about the Babel Tower.
当这个Daniel 牧师在讲的时候，我突然想到这个巴别塔。
You know, the Bible says in the beginning, people were one people. They were one nation.
圣经上讲呢，早期的时候，神呢就是他们是一个族群。
So they were speaking the same language.
他们讲的也是同样的语言。
And they came together.
他们来到一起。
They had a project of building a tower.
他们在一起要建一个通天的塔。
So they said, they come to him, they said, let us build this tower up to heaven.
他说让我们一起来建造这个塔直通到天上。
The problem, they said, to make our name great.
那问题呢？他说要让我们的名要宣扬出来。
Not the name of the Lord great.
不是要把神的名宣扬出来。
Our name.
是我们的名。
Whatever we do.
那我们要做任何事情。
It's not to promote ourselves.
不是要把我们自己要抬举起来。
It's to lift the name of the Lord.
我们要把神的名要抬举起来。
You will serve, and the name of the Lord will be glorified through your lives.
所以呢，主的名通过你们的生命。要被彰显，要被
荣耀。God came, the,
所以神来到中间。
God said,
来到巴别塔这里。
See, these people are one people.
他说：“你看这些人呢是同心合意。
”And they speak the same language.
他们讲同样的语言。
Then, are they going to plan for anything and fail?
如果他们同心合意要做一件事情。
God said, "Let's go and stop the project."
那神就说我们要来阻止他们。
And he did something very small.
所以神就做了一件很小的事情。
He confused the language.
那他就让他们的语言呢混乱了。
People were no longer able to communicate and unite.
他们不能再次的能够来。
When communication is disrupted,
沟通
everything failed.
那沟通的如果断了。其他的全忙的。
So they started, you know, when they were saying, "Give me cement."
啊，他可能说，你把水泥拿过来。
They were bringing stones, maybe.
可能他就把这个砖头给。
He said, "What are you doing?"
所以你在做什么
？I said cement.
我说的是水泥。
You went and brought water.
啊，你又把水拿过来。
When communication is everything goes down.
但是如果沟通。的层面出了问题，
问题
就出来。
The project failed.
那所以圣经上讲的这个计划就落空了。
So there are too many important things to return.
那就是我们要知道两个非常重要的事情。
When people are one,
当我们合一的时候
，this is unity.
就是合一。
And speak the same language.
当我们讲同样的语言
，It means to understand one another.
也就是我们能够彼此能够理解沟通。
Do you know you can speak Chinese and still speak two languages different?
所以你知道你虽然在讲中文，其实你在讲两种语言吗
？You may speak Chinese.
你可能在讲中文
，and not speak the same language.
但是你可能你没有在讲。
Pastor say, "Let's do this."
那他的牧师说，我们来做这个。
Another one after say, "No, we don't accept what he's saying."
但是另外一个人说，哦，我们不喜欢他讲的。
That is in Chinese, but two languages different.
虽然都讲的是中文，但是呢是两种语言。
So when people understand one another,
当我们彼此理解的、听得懂的时候
，and they are united,
他们就合一了。
The Bible says,
圣经讲
，whatever they will plan to do,
圣经上讲，不光他们做什么
，They will succeed.
他们都会成功。
This is God saying.
这是神讲的。
He said, "Is there anything that we plan and fail?"
那有什么事情可以做不成的呢
？When we have the two ingredients.
那所以当我们有这两个因素在里面。
Unity and speaking, understanding the same way.
啊，当我们有合意，而且呢，我们在同样的一个意向里面能够沟通的时候
，This church will expand.
教会必然会来扩展。
People will come.
那人
Whatever you will plan will succeed.
你要计划任何的东西都会成功。
So you are coming.
所以今天你来。
In the leadership team.
来到这样一个领袖的团队。
To build.
一起来建造。
To support leadership.
一起来扶持领袖。
With humility.
有谦卑的心。
Follow what the leadership is doing. Unite.
而且在这个团队的领袖里面呢，一起来合一。
You will conquer the whole Surrey.
啊，你们会整个的 Surrey 都
会来。We go beyond even Canada.
啊，而且就超越加拿大。
Because of unity and speaking the same language.
因为合一，因为讲同样的语言。
So I wish you the blessings of the Lord.
所以呢，我就祷告。
I know you are very good people.
主的祝福。
Be humble always.
都是很好的人。
pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
常常的谦卑，常常的祷告，圣灵充满。
Be full of love.
那常常的爱充满。
When Pastor Daniel was saying God asked him what, that he wants to have a, to give a gift to God.
那就像这丹尼牧师问说神啊，我要你要我给你什么礼物？
I was waiting for one answer.
那我在等一个。
Because the Bible says the most important sacrifice a human being can give to God.
那我们能够给神的最好的是什么呢？
Is written in Psalm 51:17.
在这个诗篇五十一篇十七节。
It says, a broken heart.
就是是一个痛悔的心。
A contrite heart.
啊，痛悔。
That is the best sacrifice we can offer to God.
这是对神来说，这是我们。
When we are humble before Him.
给他。当我们在他面前。
We are broken.
当我们有这个。
We feel we need God in our hearts.
我们能感受到我们需要心里面有神。
That is the most important sacrifice God loves.
这是神最喜悦的。
We don't have anything. We just look up to God.
我们自己没有什么可给神的。
And when we have that spirit,
当我们有那样的灵的时候
，everything will be well.
那所有的东西都能够建造。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神来祝福你们。
I know you are very good people. I know you.
我认得他们，他们都是非常棒的人。
And God has made a very good choice.
我相信神，选择是没有
错的。Wish you the blessings of the Lord as you minister.
那我就祷告呢，神的这个同在和你
们妈妈的同在。Let Jesus Christ be glorified through your lives.
愿主的名通过你们的生命得以荣耀。
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Carl, do you have anything to encourage our new ministers?
Thank you, Pastor Bing. It's a privilege to be able to be here with you today.
谢谢王炳牧师，今天也很高兴，这样一个荣幸跟大家在一起。
And especially when there are some people that are going to be placed into special ministry.
特别今天有一些人要被放在特别的位置，服事的位置。
And I would like to just give you a very short message for.Especially those people that are put into ministry today, that they would be able to take with them in their ministry.
我今天给大家短短的一个话，就是让今天进入服事的人呢，带到他的服事里面。
I've had the privilege of being able to be a pastor for over 60 years in ministry.
我呢有幸服事主做牧师六十年。
And because I did not want to go in the ministry, my father prayed that I go, and I fought him. I want to farm with you, not go in ministry.
我曾经呢，就是我不想做牧师，我先跟我爸爸一起就是务农。结果他一就为我祷告，他希望我成为一个传道人。
But I knew the power of prayer.Because he won and I lost.
我知道这个祷告的能力，他赢了，我输了。
And I'm thankful that I lost because I had the privilege of being in Africa 7 times, especially Tanzania, and the privilege of being able to build a church in memory of my wife for the Maasai tribe.
我也特别的感谢神，就是我爸爸赢了，我输了。今天我后来我有机会在这个非洲去七次，特别在坦桑尼亚，在那个玛萨那个部落里面呢，能够去建造教会，也是以我太太的名义建造了一个教会。
I would never have had that privilege if it hadn't been for my father's prayers.
如果不是我父亲的祷告的话，我们不会有这样的荣幸。
And so for you who are going to be placed in special ministry today.
今天特别对你们大家要进入一个特别服事的位置的弟兄姐妹。
You are going to have some challenges in your life. Because Satan is going to fight against you.
因为，仇敌撒旦呢，他会这个引起这个属灵的战争，要阻止。
He is not going to be pleased with what you are going to be doing.
因为仇敌呢，不会为你们所要做的事情感到高兴。
And so I would just like to share something with you that was good for me in my ministry.
我要分享一点曾经在我的生命里面啊对我很有帮助的东西。
It seems to me that when we are in ministry, we need to depend upon the Lord.
我知道对我来说的话，在服事的时候要常常的要依靠神，当度的要依靠神。
And the Lord has given us some promises, and He never changes those promises.
他给我们的应许，他从来不会动摇。
He said, when those challenges, those difficulties come in your life, he says, call upon me, and I will deliver you.
当那些困难、那些挑战来临的时候，神说呢，啊，你要呼求我，我必然要来解救你。
He didn't say, I'll think about it, or I'll see whether I should do it or not.He says, I will deliver you.
圣经并没有讲让我来想想我需要不需要帮助你。圣经说我必然要来帮助你。
And you can count on that because God never changes his promises.
你要抓住他的话，相信他的话，因为他从来不会变更的。
And with that, I want to pray for those that are going into special ministry.Because God is going to be right beside you, with you, inside you, and therefore you have a power that no one else has.
那今天我也特别的要为大家做一祷告，就是说，神会在你的里面，在你的旁边，没有任何的力量可以来阻止你。
Let's pray.
我们来做一个祷告。
Father, I thank you that you have selected these people to carry out this special ministry for you.
父啊，我们感谢你，今天你选择这些人，他们进入一个特别服事的岗位。
I ask you to put your holy angels all around them.
主啊，我祷告，愿你的圣天使来护卫着他们。
And protect them from all harm or danger that could possibly come to them.
保守他们免于一切的侵害，一切的危险。
But then, Father, I ask you to fill them with the power of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我也祷告，主啊，愿你以圣灵的能力和恩膏充满他们。
That they will be able to share your will, your words, your plan for their lives.
他们能够来宣讲，能够来彰显你在他们生命里面的计划和心意。
And Father, whenever they have a need, I pray they will come to you, and you will answer their prayer.
那主啊，我就祷告，他们没有什么需要的时候，来到你的跟前呼求，你就会来答应他们。
We pray this all in Jesus' holy and precious and mighty name.
我们这样祷告，特别就是以我们主耶稣宝贵得胜的名。
And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
所有主的儿女说 Amen.
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 Amen.